Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Idea Man.
I was out playing with the tournament director, Nate Pokrass, and we ran into Strick, and Strick asked that same question.
Innovator.
You know, he said, how was it? And both of us were like, it's way too damn, it's a tough course. There's water, and, you know, for us, 15 handicap plus, it's a tough course.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And Steve Deadpan looked at us and was like, well, I made 9 birdies.
Well, yeah, you did, bro.
No blank, you did. You designed the course, and you're a professional golfer.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
7:53, Mark Tauscher joining us on Wisconsin's Morning News. So, Tausch, Greg picked up on this one, so... Game one of the NBA Finals was last Thursday. Game two was last night. The Celtics lead that series 2-0 over the Mavericks. If this series were to go 7 games, there'd be an 18-day stretch between game one and game seven. 18 days, which, as Greg observed, is longer than the Olympics. Why in the world do they stretch these series out so far?
So, Eric, we've been doing this 750 hit for, I don't know, a year and a half. And every time someone asks a question about why something is being done, especially in the world of sports, what is usually the answer that comes up?
Money, 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 money.
Money, 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 money. And you didn't even put in the fact that for the Boston Celtics, I think they had 9 days after they closed out the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. They had another 9 days. So you're looking at 27 days, which is almost a month. And they're going to end up playing 7 games. Now, I don't think it's going to go 7, but I don't, you know, there's obviously some method or thought process as far as, well, we have to plan Thursdays because that draws the biggest crowd, then Sundays. At this point, it should be every other day. I am totally on board with you. It drags it out, but I think you want to have your league being talked about. You want to stay in that spotlight as long as you can. So while it's all, the answer is always going to be money as far as why sports teams do what they do, I also think there's, especially with the NBA, it's about trying to keep on top of mind for sports fans, because this is usually a slower time of the year. And when you have your biggest, you know, your championship, your biggest spectacle, you want to drag it out as long as you can. So I think it ends up helping the league in the way fans, I think most fans are like you thinking, get it over with. You know, same thing with hockey. You keep dragging it out. And at some point it's like, and especially if the games haven't been as compelling, which unfortunately for the NBA, the finals have not been yet.
Boy, that, I guess I should have known the money situation on it. I guess I never thought of the idea of, okay, dead part of the year. It's summer, kids are off or whatnot. Let's make sure that we can stretch this as much as we can just to keep here in the NBA moniker.
Yeah, and I think the other thing too, and what the NFL has done geniusly, is find a way to have some event or something every month so that you don't, it used to be the NFL was 9 months. And NFL Live would be on ESPN 9 months. And then they, well, 9 months is good, but we could do a year. And you start kind of figuring things out. So the NBA, they've now added the summer games where they're out in Las Vegas and they get the young players and they have the draft. And that, so you're always looking to do that. And there's nothing better from their programming standpoint than to say, all right, let's, you know, make it 18 days, which for 7 games is insane, especially when there's nothing else going on. It should be every other day, and then put a travel day in there when you're on the road, but that's not the road they're going down.
Is there a benefit to the athletes, like, to have that much rest time, or does that hurt them?
I think there's always a benefit to getting rest, and that's, you know, usually whenever you ask a question like, why are they doing something, player safety and, you know, player well-being isn't at play. So I think most, like, you look at what Kristaps Porzingis, who has the same injury as what Giannis did, you want to give them some time to recover. So actually, in the one rare case where you could actually look at it and say, a league is looking out for its players. They're looking out for how can we help them be the most productive, because there's no doubt having a couple of days instead of, you know, flying out and playing the next day, it puts more strain on an NBA player's body, an NFL player's body. So that part of it, and I hadn't even thought of that. Maybe we shouldn't be looking at it and saying, why is there so many days off in between? We should say, thank you, from a player standpoint, yes, saying, that's awesome that you're actually giving us this, because most times it's not that way. It's like, all right, this is when you're going to play because that's what we need you to do. And in this case, the NBA is actually looking and saying, all right, guys, we're going to give you 3 or 4 days. Not really for that reason. The reason is that's what the TV networks want, what time they want to be playing.
No, these finals could only be 4 games, so who knows? Maybe they'll try to stretch it out even more next year.
That whole Olympics thing, that is something. When you said that, that kind of blew my mind.
Isn't that amazing?
The Olympics, what, it's 2 weeks? That is a crazy stat that I had not thought of.
Talish, thank you, pal. Talk to you tomorrow.
You bet, guys.
Mark Talish on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.